Thank you for downloading this podcast from 90.5. Here is Ride with Greg Hurst.
Now, we've got Steve Andrews on the line all the way from Western Australia. He's preparing for the Black Dog Ride around our great country. Mate, thank you for your time.
It's great to be with you again. Thanks, Greg.
Well, you must be looking forward to this. A great excuse to go for a ride all the way around the country.
Oh, mate, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to getting on the bike. I've hardly ridden it this year, just been so busy organising this ride and other rides that we've got in the pipeline. It's just going to be brilliant to get on the bike with a group of like-minded people and spend a month or 32 days on the open road.
Now, the official start, where will that be?
The official start is from Bateau Bay. It's actually from the Entrance Leagues Club, who have been great supporters of us through the one-day rides in the last few years. And so we'll be kicking off there, so not far north of Sydney, and a place I haven't been to personally, but I'm looking forward to it.
Now, are you coming over here to the launch in New South Wales? Are you riding over alone, or have you got some friends coming with you?
mate, I've got to tell you the truth. I'm not riding over.
No. Confession.
I'm getting the bike shipped over. A few of us are. We do live a few kilometres from Sydney, or from the east coast. To ride over there, then do nearly 15,000, and then ride back again, is probably more than I'm prepared to do at this point in time. I need the extra week at either end to just prepare for rides and things. And so I reckon 32 days on the bike is a pretty good spin.
Well, look, I reckon it is. That's why I asked the question, because I reckon it would have been very, very challenging if you have to ride across the country than to ride around Australia from Sydney. So I can understand why you've made that choice, because it's a really long, hard ride you've got ahead of you.
It is. And look, I'm looking forward to the ride around Australia. We have got some hardcore West Aussies who are doing the trip as I just described. They're riding from Perth or thereabouts across to the start of the Around Australia ride, doing a full lap with us, and then they're going to ride back. I think they'll be certainly looking for a rack up a few miles on that one.
Now, going back to the launch at Bateau Bay, are you having a media conference there to kick it off?
We will have, no doubt, have media there. We seem to get good support from the media. We've, in the last few days, looked like we've locked in a film crew to come along to document the whole ride, which will be good. Yeah, our friends from Channel 9, I dare say, will be along. Yeah, we're looking forward to a really good kickoff from there, and we hope that we'll get riders from the whole region and perhaps up from Sydney. It's on a Saturday morning, so they might come along and either join us for just for the up to the first leg to Tamworth, or join as a night rider and come up to Glen Innes for the first night, or they can join the state ride, which starts with us at the at Bateau Bay, and that one goes all the way from, I think they leave us just after Glen Innes, and then they wander around New South Wales for a week, which is shaping up to be a really good ride.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. If people want to come on part of the ride, they can continue on in the state of origin, in a sense, to discover all the roads that perhaps they've never travelled on.
Yeah, hey, you might have crowned a new name for it there, State of Origin. I hadn't thought of that one.
We're just
simply calling it the New South Wales State Ride, but I like your idea. Look, we've got a lot of riders registered for that one already. We've got a great team that's running it. Actually, a group from Dubbo, some guys who very successfully ran the One Bayer there this year for the first time. It's shaping up to be a really good ride. I think they go out as far as Broken Hill, then they duck down into Victoria for a little while. I know that's probably not a good thing to advertise for people from New South Wales, but just over the border. So it should be fun.
Now, how many riders are going with you around Australia? I mean, there's a locked-in group, isn't there, that are doing that?
Yeah, we have got a locked-in group, and I think it's about 55 or 60 riders. I think there are a couple of premium passengers, but mainly solo riders. We'll have a couple of support vehicles. We've been very generously donated to Holden, Colorado, to act as support vehicles for us. And, so there'll be a good group of us. And a very special addition to the ride this year for the first time is we'll have our very own Moto Cafe, which is, I don't know if you've read about this on the Facebook page, but it's a Moto Guzzi donor bike with a tilter sidecar with a custom-built espresso machine, which sits down in the sidecar and comes up on rams. And so we'll be getting fantastic Yahava coffee all the way around Australia.
Mate, that sounds like it would be unbelievable to have a look at. I've actually never seen an espresso machine on a bike of any description.
Mate, you've got to go to our Facebook page and have a look at it, the Black Dog Ride Facebook page, or you can go to the Moto Cafe, that's with a K for cafe, on Facebook, and you'll see it's in the build at the moment. I think it's getting close to when they'll start painting it and things, and it's just going to be fantastic to, I think it's a great addition. I mean, we all love a good cup of coffee when we're out on the road, and to have our own supply ready-made there will be brilliant.
Now, what's the rest of the journey? Can you give us a rough idea of where the route is you're going on?
From Glen Innes, we head over into Queensland. Bundaberg's our second night on the road. Up the coast to Mackay for another night. Townsville. I think we've got a rest day in Townsville. Then we head west, Cloncurry. I think I missed a town there somewhere, but Cloncurry, then down to Tennant Creek, so a little bit down towards the centre. Tennant Creek's been a great supporter of Black Dog Ride since the very beginning. And then we head up from there to, we're not going to Darwin. There was an issue with our ride coinciding with the Darwin Cup, which is apparently a huge event up there. It's a big race week. And we were having trouble finding accommodation, so we decided to go into Kakadu. And we're staying two nights at Jabiru in that Kakadu Park area. And really looking forward to that. I think they're very excited out there about us all coming up. So that'll be fun. And then we head across from Katherine, I think, to Kununurra into West Australia, across to Broome. I think there's a stop or two in between there. But a couple of nights in Broome for another rest stop. So people get a chance to have a look at a special part of WA. And then we'll look our way down the west coast. A couple of nights in Perth, that'll be pretty much a pit stop there because a lot of bikes will need tyres and servicing and that sort of thing. Hopefully not too many repairs, but we're organising for all the dealers in the Vic Park strip there to look after our bikes when we come over, prepare them for the run across the Nullarbor. And then we head down into the southwest of Western Australia through the Margaret River region and through the forest areas there. And so it'll be some nice, I'll be sort of showing off my backyard there, which will be good. And we find our way across the bottom of West Australia, stopping at Esperance before heading up to Norseman, and then the run across the paddock, as they say. And we've got a rest day in Port Augusta, which is again another strong supporter of Black Dog Ride at Port Augusta. And then we'll dip over into Victoria. We're actually taking the Great Ocean Road, which is a ride I've never done, so it was a good excuse to get off Highway 1 and go down along that beautiful coastline there and stopping at Torquay for a night and then work our way back through the coastal Victoria up the east coast to Batemans Bay on the penultimate night. And then we were planning to do a bit of a deviation to Canberra to drop something off to the government there, but we just feel that the timing's not quite right for what we were planning, and so we've changed it and gone back to pretty much following the original route of the my first Black Dog Ride in 2009. We'll just head up the New South Wales coast there, south coast, I think we referred to it as, and we're finishing on at the iconic Bondi Surf Club, right on the beach, will be the finish line for our 32-day journey.
Look, mate, it sounds like a very exciting trip, but you obviously had to put a lot of planning into this and organisation. I understand that there were a few changes that happened, not just with Canberra, but also the original starting point.
Yeah, well, we're going to start from Castle Hill, which is where the Red Centre ride has started from for 3 years. As sometimes happens, things got a little bit more complicated than we perhaps would have liked. And so we decided to move it to Bateau Bay. And I think it's nice for us to be out of the hubbub of the big city, a bit more relaxing to start there, and give us a nice kick-off for our first run-up to Tamworth, which is our lunch stop on day one.
Now, with the change for Canberra, can you go into that a little bit more? I think it'd be intriguing for people to understand what you were going to do originally and why you've decided not to now.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Well, originally the idea was that on behalf of one of our RIDE beneficiaries, Mental Health First Aid Australia, who have a fantastic team course in mental health training that they've developed and have been trialling in schools. And our plan was to take that in the form of, I suppose you'd call it, a petition to present to the government to see if we could look at getting this course rolled out into the education system in some way, and which obviously needs money. And so we're looking for hopefully the government to come on board and consider that. But what we decided, because of the budget was pretty controversial, as most of Australia will remember, and because things have been cut in quite a few areas, we just felt it wasn't a good time for us to be going effectively asking for money, I suppose. So we put it on the back burner. We certainly haven't given up the idea, and I suppose it's a bit of a watch this space for Black Dog Ride going to Canberra one day. And it may not necessarily be a big ride. It might just be a 1 or 2 day ride. So, but we'll look at that in the future. But for now, we're just going to concentrate on our main mission, which is to raise awareness as we go throughout Australia. And we feel like we'll be seeing enough people along the way that we'll do that.
Now, you're still looking to get people to join in some of the state rides. If there's riders out there who are interested, how do they find out the information?
Yeah, we'd love riders to join. As I mentioned before, they can join for as little as a couple of hours or for as long as a week. And all of the states and territories, apart from Tassie, unfortunately, will have the opportunity to be involved in a, what we're calling the state rides. And these all intersect with the Round Australia ride as it goes through the different states on its way around. And on the website, we've got details of all of those rides, how you can join. We've got basic itineraries of where they start, where they finish, from the places they stop. So, yeah, we encourage anyone who'd like to support the cause and be part of this fantastic Black Dog Ride around Australia to go to the website and join us.
Well, mate, it sounds very exciting. I hope you have a terrific time and keep safe, and look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to Ride, a 90.5 podcast with Greg Hurst. We thank you for downloading this, and please come back because there's bound to be some more next week.